The Ministry of Health through the Ghana Health Service has begun vaccinating girls in 13 selected districts in the central and northern regions against the human papilloma virus that causes cervical cancer. 32,000 school children in primaries 4 and 5 and between the ages of 9 and 11 are the target. Last month, the ministry received 64,000 doses of vaccine, which is to be administered. The first phase is underway. The second will take place in 6 months' time, while the third will take place in 6 months' time. The Northern Regional Director of Health Services, Dr. Akwesi Chumesi, says though there are interventions for early cancer detection and treatment, the best strategy is prevention, as the girls are being targeted presently.
The progression from infection with the human papilloma virus to the final disease of cervical cancer will be prevented. So the women who are in reproductive age group who will get the cervical cancer will not get and we save lives. Like I said, it's the leading cause of cancer, even among those who are aged between 15 and 45.
So I'm saying that those preventions that you are going to give to children between ages 9 and 11, it's a lifetime protection.
Yeah, it's a lifetime protection, barring any unforeseen circumstances. You know, when you are given a vaccine, it's not everybody who will develop the protection. We've been told by the literature that the protection is 97%. That is, of those who will be given, 97% will develop the immunity.
I want to get this clear, because I know some vaccines protect about 10 years.
No, that's different from the seroconversion. The vaccine that gives 10 years protection, of the people that you immunize with that vaccine, not all of them will get the protection. But those who get the protection will get it for 10 years.
So you said this one, it's forever.
You see,
they don't have to go for a pap smear when they grow up.
To be sure that you have the protection at the appropriate age, there's the need for you to have yourself examined.
What is the appropriate age?
You see, when you become sexually active and you are above 40 and you haven't had any symptoms and knowing that you've been protected, there's still the need for you to go and have the pap smear, to have an examination to see whether you have mild symptoms of cervical cancer.
That was the Northern Regional Director of Health Service, Dr. Akwesi Chumesi.